begin current off mesach the shvus dav yedzayin begin on the base begin to smash the begin the gemara a fill in nichnis kulay chutz mechayt meitar even if all of him goes into the area besides for his nose his sword remains tar. Now the nichnis derech panav. Now if he goes in faceward mishnichnis rubay then once the majority of him enters then he's tamei abemiut loy. But if it's just a minority then not because Rabbi Yishai the hacha this is Rabbi Yishai's teaching. Islay he holds, I feel like Gabi Tamish Nitzis Lemikdash, even by a Tamish person goes to the Mikdash, Bibi Mikdash Loishma Bi, it does not hold that partial entry is considered as an entry. Because the Parakal Psul, Nigmar Zavach, and Amon Vezam Vez, Parakal Ulu, Nigmar Asar on Ulu, the Amad, that he says Bibi Mikdash Ma Bi, that partial entry is considered as an entry. And there was a Rebbeishi who was the one who asked his question on Ulu. Now, boy, moreover, the truth is, because I feel like Ulu, even according to Ulu, Amad, that he says Shma Bi, that there it is considered as a partial entry, like a whole entry. That's specifically regarding the mikdash. Can the farish hasam like the Gemara explains it with the mishum nechsev because it says in the pasuk b'chol kodesh leisiga that for all holy things when your tummy shouldn't touch, but the mikdash leisav and to the mikdash should not come in, which teaches man the gear the mikdash man the gear just like when you partially touch something it's considered touching and that's the violation. Abia be mikdash ma bia so to when you're entering also partial entries like as I consider entry. Avakam beis amanuga but regarding the halacha here of has with a nega, might they would agree the Lashma be it's not considered as an entry, because the Lamatina Shikash Akasa, we don't find that the Pasik equates to this of touching. Because the Ilay Tamachi, we don't say this, Tiksha, Lu'ula, Mimastin, Mesach Zidayim. Then it would be difficult for Ulav Mish, Mesach Zidayim, or Maislam, which is broad peg base of Chulna, Lamagim on base. Hamachas Yoda of Labesa Manuka. If someone puts his hands into Hazrat and Nega, Yodav Tchilas, the Rebbe Kibbe holds, the hands are considered as a Rishon. V'chomam, they say Yodav Shnei, the hands are considered secondary. V'hash Mizach Zechul, the Gemara, and the Chul explains, the Kul Ha'am, the Korn, Devon, Bibi, Mixes, Leish, Mabia. Partial entry is not considered as entry. V'gzera, Yodav, the Kufa, Kamifu, the Machzik, is regarding to be considered the hands as the body, as a Gzera. Now, so obviously, because by the with a Nega, everyone agrees that Bibi Mixes, which are your hands, it's not considered Bia. The majority of his body enters habit tummy, then it is tummy because the rubik kula, because then the majority is in halacha, so it's considered as all of it. Now, says the attainment to one because the derech achayrab nami, even if a guy's going in backwards, kishnechnis rubai, when the majority of him goes in, yay tummy, then also should be tummy, mid tam for the same reason, rubik kula, because the majority is like the whole thing. And the mishnechnis kula habit tummy, when all of him goes in, he's tummy, mid the habakim shabbais, like the Gemara says, you know, not worse than the vessels that are already in the house. The Shem says, you can say, no, if that would be the case, then there wouldn't be any difference between Bein Derech B and Derech Achayr, going in the normal way of going backwards. So my mic said, then what is the positive about Baal Abayis, that if someone comes into the house, the mashma, it sounds like Derech B, that oh, it's when you come in, but it's all the same, when it's the majority. And we're like, you cannot say the Itzrach Laimar, that, oh, that was necessary to say, the Hachatoin Kibbis Begodim, that here it's when you require laundering your garments, when you delay the month of time of eating a half of a loaf, which is what the Gemara in Ibn Abdal says. The Svarukh's logic tells us that even if you come in through the back entirely, in Shakashir, Shia, that if you delay the amount of Shia, the Tony Kibis Bagadam, that no, that for that, everyone would agree you require laundry garments. Because that said it in all contexts, because it just says, you in the house, you have to launder a garment. And there's you don't have the pasuk making any such a differentiation, so you can't say that the Torah wrote derech bia to let us know that only become derech bia and you delay with the kedachas bras. Then you have to wash the garment, but if you come through the back, meaning backwards, meaning through your walking backwards, that even if you delay, you don't have to launder your garments because learn out that if you delay the amount of eating, you have to wash your garments, and it sounds like no matter what the circumstances would be. Next test matzah begins the gemara. Derech bia asur Torah. Torah says, if a bit and only if you go in the normal way of entry. Now, Avag of them, Perkam, the Chon, says, Bad, he says, even though it says, Chon, Nafadir, I'm in base, Yitzia, Derech, Achayrav, Shema, Yitzia, that, what do you mean, when you walk backwards and you're leaving, it is considered as going out, because Kama, the Kangol, Yom Kippur, Mechiach, Kangol, Yom Kippur, will prove the Chzib, Be Yitzia, it says going out, but now the Mishnah teaches Yotza, Voli, Derech, Knesasai, that he would leave going, walking backwards the way he entered. So it says, yeah, I ain't sure, that's because the Derech, Lotz is Cain. It's still the norm, because as we find Kitama Nefne Mirabe, when the student leaves from his teacher in the Farash Pekatila, the Gemara says Yom Nefne Gimel Elv. So walking backwards when you're leaving is normal, but entry is not, and therefore that's why it's excluded. Next, just Mazda begins the Gemara in Eichlan Shem Katri Kachim. So we don't eat over there, Katri Kachim, which tastes bothered, and that's what he's coming to address. he says, what do you mean, you can't see anyway? So he says, no, even if there's a hole that you can see from there, through the opening, you'll see the entryway of the Azara, because you have to see, you have to see the opening of the Azara when you're eating it. I mean, like the Gemara in Perkei is becoming this Zvachon Abdom Malav, that even so, that's the Chiddush that we're saying, that even though you wouldn't be able to eat on the roof, what do you have to say, because it's not Kaddish, even if it would be, you wouldn't be able to see. He's saying, no, even if there was a hole, you would be able to see, that's just saying that that's not an option. And it says, Mazda begins the Gemara, and you cannot slaughter with a Kachem Kalm. If Tosafot explains, but then same thing is saying Eichlum, also that you can't eat either over there, because the Gagnam Alich, like the scout, the roofs and the upper stories are not sanctified, because I'm going to pack it some like the Gemara himself, not pay him a base. El Nokachchit says, why picking, running, slaughtering? Because, anyways, eating that courtyard is not applicable by Kachem Kalim anyway, because they have to be eaten sitting and you're not allowed to sit. So, therefore, that's why it wasn't relevant to mention that. Next says, Mazda begins with the words of Gemara. If a Tame person enters through the roofs to the sanctuary, he's going to be potter, because it's only the normal way of entry that's asa. So it says, it's a wonder, because am I potter? Why are you exempt? Typically, the Chayim Hashem Gag, the Hechel Gufe, what do you mean? You should be liable for the roof of the roof itself. Sharin is Kaddish, because they were sanctified. In Mashem, like it sounds like we said, Perakid Tzelen over there, where the Gemara Pesachim, which is quoted before, which Rav had said, Gagam Aliyas, Lein the Skatri. He says, oh, the roofs and the upper stories were not sanctified. The Gemara over there asked, not Peva, other times this will end up right, so at least with Kachay Kachim, the upper stories of the area of Kachay Kachim, Chamuchu with Kachay Kachim is most of it in Kachay Kachim. So you see, obviously, they were sanctified. Shani Gemara answers, Shani Revisor has answered that, oh, Shani Hechel, Bechul, Vechel is different, etc. But Mashman Shaskach Aliyas, the sign the upper stories were sanctified. Mastaba now logically tells the Gagam Aliyas in Nechlehem that the roofs and the upper stories have the same aloha. So Ratzach Lemon says you have to say the Apish and Skatch Aliyas, even the upper stories were sanctified, Gagla and Skatch, but the roof was not sanctified. Because Aliyah Gufa, Layadinan, the whole upper story, we don't even know, El Makra, only from Apostle to David. But Hasam like Siv El Aliyas, there only says upper stories. And therefore you're right, the roofs are not. Chemucha Hasam Mahedya, that's how explicitly is obvious over there. The comment, the Gemara says, Tashim Matzvinger Raya, says in the Apostle, but Gagla Kaidish. And Lemishan, the Gemara does not answer, Mehechel, from the Hechel Moisiv Inish Kibishim Bekunsh, like Rashi explains it, and the Mishum the Krolik Sub Gagan, because the pasuk over there doesn't say anything about the roofs. In other words, that the pasuk there that David says to Shlema regarding the structure of the Mishkan, it says over there that at least when the Skatchu, the pasuk mentions on the Aliyas. So the Gemara Pesachim that Tosafot is bringing. So Rav says that the roofs of the Azara and Yerushalayim were not sanctified. The Gemara asks Rav, what do you mean? We learned the Aliyas Hechel was Skadish. The Gemara says, that's not a question, because the Hechel was Neskadish, and so to the Aliyas, as we find in the Pasuk, when the Gemara asks, however, from the Brice that says that the roof of the Hechel was Kaddish, the Gemara does not answer like on the question from the Aliyah, the Neskadish Api Hashem. So it sounds like you're right. On the Aliyas of the Hechel was Neskadish, but the Hagagah is not Neskadish, and there's no Isser of delaying over there in the state of Tumah. Next test not the word al chayov and al aseiv al leisay shvenida, but you chayiv on a positive commandment, a negative prohibition regarding nida. Which Tosafot says, wait a second, really? How can you chayiv an asay? Vavagav don't perk baster makas. Although the last perk master begin on base tells us to be dubin avay dazar to be chayiv, you have to be someone avay dazar. The Marachon Torah says leitavid, something that you shouldn't do the avid mechayiv, but if it's something that you did, you can be chayiv. Yatsa pesach mila, which are an asay that you're not chayiv for. So Tosafot says the nida. The positive commandment of Nida actually has Leitabru. It's actually something you should not do. Because it's telling you that you should leave, meaning, but the Leitabru, don't leave with a lot of pleasure with a Eivr Chai. So there actually is a Leitabru in the Asay that therefore you would be Chayiv Karas for. Next test, Mata begin the words of Gemara, Ibetam Chacham, which Chadahud Mechayiv. That, so we're saying that you should be Chayiv only one. I after Shumezal al Prisha. Says Tosafot, what do you mean? Isn't he deliberate on the Prisha? So why is he chayiv even one? Kamukum because ala knisa chashvin leishav mi yediya. Because yes, we do consider the entry as something he would have repented had he known. Because I see that, what I mean, he knew at the end and he did it wrong anyway. Because then you could say Yitzal b'shei that yeah, his time overpowered him, his inclination clothed him. Like we find in Ksubas Perignar Daf Nanaf on the base, that's such a svara that you know once a woman is already in. Even though she was violated, but you know it was seduced. But you know something that she wanted at the end, even though she's violated, so to over here, it's not a raya at the end that he does deliberately, that in the beginning he was doing it deliberately. He might have been shav miyadi and therefore chayiv as a shagig for the knesa.